We're all about making Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena the best they can be, right? And that means understanding the stuff that really matters in our community.
Absolutely. We hear a lot about the national economy, but what about right here, right now in Southeast Houston? What are the financial pressures facing our cities? How does it affect our daily lives?
That's what we're digging into today. We're taking a deep dive into, well, city finances. We're looking at this article called Cities Are Not Nations: The Hard Budget Reality of Brainerd, Minnesota, and some great resources from the Finance Decoder.
Now, you might be thinking, Brainerd, Minnesota, what's that got to do with us? But stick with us, because the financial stuff happening there, those basic principles, they're surprisingly relevant to all cities, including ours.
Exactly. So today we're going to break down those principles and see what lessons Brainerd's experience might hold for Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena. Because the more we understand about this stuff, the better equipped we are to actually make a difference, right? We'll be better neighbors and better citizens.
100%. One of the most important things to grasp is the difference between how national governments and cities handle money. You've probably heard the argument that a national government's budget is totally different from a family's budget.
Yeah, the whole governments can print money and borrow like crazy thing. We hear that all the time.
Right. That argument often comes up in national debates. But when we zoom in on cities on Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena, that logic just doesn't hold up.
So, unlike the federal government, our cities can't just hit print when they're short on cash.
Exactly. They can't keep borrowing forever without facing consequences. And they can't just ignore long-term financial obligations either. That's where things start to look more like a family budget.
Right. When we overspend at home, what are our options? Cut back, find more income, or go into debt that we'll eventually have to pay back.
And it's the same for our cities. If a city like, say, LaPorte spends more than it brings in, they've got tough choices to make. Do they raise taxes, cut services, borrow money, and deal with interest payments?
And all of that directly impacts the quality of life in our community. So how can we even begin to assess the financial health of a city? That's where the Strong Towns Finance Decoder comes in. They use it to take a deep dive into Brainerd's situation. It's a really useful tool to understand how a city's finances work.
It looks at three key areas. First, sustainability, meaning can the city afford everything it's built and all the promises it's made? Then there's flexibility, or how much wiggle room does a city have to deal with changes?
And finally, vulnerability, which looks at how dependent a city is on outside support. By looking at Brainerd through these three lenses, we can start to see some interesting parallels and ask some tough questions about how our cities are doing. Let's start with sustainability. Can Brainerd afford what it has? One key metric is net financial position. Basically, it's the total of all their past budget surpluses and deficits. And unfortunately, the trend in Brainerd has been heading downwards.
Yeah, and that downward trend is kind of a red flag. It suggests they've been spending more than they're bringing in, leading to, well, a buildup of past deficits. The article says it's over $21.4 million.
Now, $21.4 million might not sound like much compared to the huge numbers we hear about at the national level, but as the article points out, the absolute number isn't the whole story. It's about how that debt compares to the city's ability to paying it off.
Right. A $1,000 credit card bill might be nothing for one family, but a real burden for another. To figure out how heavy that burden is, the finance decoder uses a ratio called financial assets to total liabilities.
Basically, that ratio tells us if a city has enough on hand to cover its debts. And the article found that Brainerd, Houston, and Kansas City, with just a couple of exceptions, all have way more liabilities than financial assets. That's not ideal.
It basically suggests that they'll all need to either increase their income or cut back on spending at some point to stay healthy. And while Brainerd's ratio might not look as bad as the bigger cities at first glance, it actually fluctuates a lot more. That's important.
It suggests smaller cities might have less of a safety net if they take on big projects or a lot of debt. It makes you wonder, could similar swings in that ratio for a place like LaPorte mean they're on shakier ground?
That's a good question. The finance decoder also examines total assets versus total liabilities to assess sustainability. And while Brainerd's total assets still technically outweigh its liabilities, the trend is a bit worrying.
So, if the value of a city's assets, things like roads, buildings, and water systems, aren't growing as fast as its debts, like pensions and maintenance that's been put off, then the city could be in trouble down the road.
Right. Think of it like this. If your income stays flat, but your expenses keep going up, eventually you hit a wall. And the article mentions that Brainerd has already had to postpone things like street repairs and building updates.
That sounds familiar, doesn't it? We hear similar conversations in Pasadena about our infrastructure needs. When we see those delays, could it be a sign that assets aren't keeping up with obligations? Are we kicking the can down the road?
That's entirely possible. And then there's net debt to total revenues, which is a measure of how much of the city's annual income is already tied up in paying off its debts. For Brainerd, that number's been going up, meaning more and more of their future revenue is already spoken for. It leaves them with less money to use for current and future needs.
So, if a city's net debt to total revenues keeps increasing, it basically has less and less wiggle room each year. More of its budget is stuck in the past, paying for decisions that have already been made. It's harder to respond to new problems or invest in things that could benefit everyone. And the longer that goes on, the harder it gets.
Exactly. And the article really drives this point home. If Brainerd doesn't change course, their leaders are going to have fewer and fewer options. They might have to cut services, raise taxes, or just keep racking up unsustainable debt. Not good.
So we've looked at sustainability. Now let's move on to flexibility, which is all about how a city can adapt when things get tough economically. One important indicator here is interest to total revenues, which tells us what percentage of the city's budget is eaten up by interest payments on its debt.
What's interesting about Brainerd is that they've seen their interest payments generally go down since 2008, like a lot of U.S. cities. They refinanced their old high-interest debt at lower rates. That gave them some breathing room. But, and there's always a but, the article mentions that those interest payments have ticked back up recently.
And in an environment where interest rates are generally rising, that little uptick could become a much bigger problem. Their budget could get squeezed. Does that ring a bell for Deer Park? Could any of their outstanding debts be feeling that same pressure? It's definitely something to think about. And that breathing room they got from lower interest payments might have come at a cost. They might have let infrastructure maintenance slide to make those payments. We can see this in the net book value to cost of tangible capital assets. It sounds complicated, but it tells us how much useful life is left in a city's infrastructure.
Are they keeping up with repairs and replacements? Are they investing in the future? Well, Brainerd isn't doing so well on this front. The estimated useful life of their infrastructure has been shrinking. That means their roads, pipes, buildings, they're all aging faster than they're being maintained.
Yeah, it might save money in the short term, but we all know what happens when you put off maintenance. You end up paying more in the long run.
We see it every day. Potholes are the perfect example. What happens when you don't fix things? They get worse. So is LaPorte facing a similar challenge? Is our infrastructure aging faster than we're taking care of it? These are questions we need to be asking. Absolutely. It's like putting off going to the doctor. You might feel okay now, but ignoring a problem usually leads to bigger problems and bigger bills down the line. So we've looked at sustainability and flexibility. Now let's talk about vulnerability. How much does a city like Brainerd rely on help from outside sources, state or federal funding?
That's where government transfers to total revenues comes in. And according to the article, Brainerd, like a lot of smaller cities, relies heavily on these external funds to keep its budget balanced. That aid can be a lifeline.
Sure, but it also comes with risks.
Big time. What happens if that state or federal funding gets cut? Brainerd can't just print more money, right? They're stuck. This reliance makes them vulnerable to decisions made by higher levels of government, decisions they have very little control over. It makes you wonder, could Pasadena's budget be similarly sensitive to changes in state or federal funding?
Absolutely. If they don't have a strong and stable source of local revenue, any cuts in outside funding could force them to make some incredibly tough choices,
Yeah.
like drastically cutting essential services or raising taxes on residents. Nobody wants that.
So we've looked at Brainerd through this finance decoder. We've seen a city wrestling with some real financial challenges. They're struggling to keep up with their obligations. They may not have much flexibility to adapt, and their reliance on outside funding makes them vulnerable. And here's the key takeaway. The same rules of municipal finance that apply in Brainerd apply right here in Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena.
We can't pretend our cities operate like the federal government. They can't just print money. They have to live within their means, and they have to plan for the long haul.
So as you're listening to this, ask yourself, are our cities facing similar trends? Are we spending today in a way that will create problems tomorrow? Is our infrastructure being properly maintained, or are we ignoring warning signs? How much do Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena rely on state and federal funding? What happens if that support dries up? These are the questions we need to be thinking about and talking about.
Exactly. We need to be informed and engaged citizens. And the good news is, the Strongtown's finance decoder isn't just for analyzing Brainerd. Anyone can use it to understand how their city is doing financially.
Yeah, it's a public resource. There's a finance decoder worksheet that you can download and use to look at your own city's numbers. We'll put a link in our show notes at thinkandactlocally.com, but you can also find it easily on the Strongtown's website.
And don't worry, it's not as complicated as it sounds. The finance decoder resources have clear instructions on how to find the data you need from your city's reports and how to plug it into the worksheet. They even have a Canva template you can use to create visuals and share the information with others.
It's a really well-designed tool, and they're constantly updating it. Version 1.0.1 just came out this month on April 7th, 2025. They fixed some bugs and made some improvements, like making sure the dates are displayed correctly on the net debt to total revenues graph and tweaking the colors for the government transfers to total revenues indicator. It just shows that they're committed to making this a reliable and useful resource.
It's a powerful tool for anyone who cares about their city, whether you're a city leader, a planner, or just a concerned resident. By plugging in your city's data, you can see these key financial indicators laid out visually. It really helps you understand what's going on beneath the surface, and it helps you have more productive conversations about the future of our communities.
The big lesson from Brainerd and the Finance Decoder is this: cities need to be fiscally responsible. We can't just assume endless growth will solve our problems, especially if that growth comes with costs that outweigh the benefits.
We need to be self-reliant. We need to plan for the future, especially for things like infrastructure maintenance and pensions. And any new development has to pay for itself over time. It can't just create more burdens for existing residents down the line.
You know, sometimes the best thing we can do is focus on taking care of what we already have instead of constantly trying to expand. It's about making smart choices for the long term.
That's where it all comes back to us, to the residents. We need to understand these financial realities. This isn't just about numbers on a spreadsheet. It's about the quality of life in our community.
It's about the roads we drive on, the parks we enjoy, the safety of our neighborhoods. The more we understand this stuff, the better equipped we are to participate in those local conversations and push for responsible financial decisions that benefit everyone. So we encourage you to take some time to think about the financial health of your city. Explore the Strongtown's Finance Decoder, which you can find at thinkandactlocally.com. It's a great way to get a deeper understanding of your community's financial picture.
Remember, knowledge is power. And the more we know, the better choices we can make as a community.
Our goal here at Think and Act Locally is to give you the information you need to have a real and positive impact on Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena. If you found this deep dive into city finances helpful, if it sparks some new ideas, we hope you'll consider supporting our work. You can find more information and donate at thinkandactlocally.com/donate. You'll find that link in the show notes.
So here's a question to leave you with. What can we do right here, right now, to make sure Deer Park, LaPorte, and Pasadena are financially sustainable and resilient for years to come? It's a question worth pondering, discussing with your neighbors, and bringing to your local representatives.